Pardon me, he was just rocking out a little bit to some fresh Kurgan tracks. Now, that first track that you heard, that's called Controlled Berm. So I had an exchange with Kurgan today. He was infuriated with himself. He hated the way that the guitar solo was mixed with the rhythm guitar. So he did some editing. He messed with the EQ a little bit. And I think even just those improvements made a better, or made a good song sound even better. And before I get to the chat, just to continue that conversation for a little bit, I initially asked him if it was one of our friends that was on the drums, because he names his track with some initials, and I thought it was him and this other friend. He goes, no, he's like, that's just me. I was like, well, then why do you... And he goes, well, when we used to jam, that was the initials that he used, and he just never changed it. But all of that is all Kurgan. All the instruments, everything, he does that all himself. So he composes, plays, mixes, he does all that on his own, and I think it sounds spectacular. Santhrakaze loves it, says that the music is great. I feel like that Evolution tune was like decisive. I really liked it because I like progressive metal, and so I liked some of the synth and stuff in there, but that Controlled Berm song is just fucking awesome, and I really like that Swagger track with just the killer bass line in there. But we've got a bunch of happy friends here today. Santhrakaze, for once, is awake and says hello. She's a little sleepy, but digging the new tunes. Santhrakaze, good to see you. I hope you're doing well. Santhrakaze has been streaming lately and has been doing some art projects. So if you haven't, make sure you stop by and give her a follow. Senthra, CENTHRAKAZE. And so then we've got King Dinosaur stopping in and says that he was finally hearing the new music and that it's badass and the dude's all about those bass riffs. Yeah, it's fucking good, dude. He's killer. He's absolutely killer. And then Krista stopping in with some big happy frog faces. Krista, how are you doing? Good to see you, as always. Hope your day went well. And Black Cat is here also. Black Cat stopping in. So let's pour a drink here. I'm going to continue with the Fighting Cock Re-Oaked. It's a little strong, but delicious. And here's what we're going to do. So we're going to have a little bit of a play-along, okay? I want everybody to do this. I want everybody to do this along with me, okay? What we're going to do here is we're going to pretend we're at a beatnik poetry jam because Black Cat wrote a poem. And at the end of the poem, we're all going to do some finger snaps, all right? So she starts it off with a corn emoji and then says, corn, how tall she grows, sitting on the stalk she mellows. To the sun, Alice, to the sun, oh so yellow, let me rebello. Buttery. And hot, greasy is her lot. Her kernels will not lie. They grow for you. They fructify. I would definitely smoke a clove cigarette and adjust my beret. Fantastic poem, Black Cat. Thank you so much. Cheers. Oh man, I dig it. Santhrakaze says, thanks buddy, you need to figure out the shout out command, you've been quite lazy about it. Well, it does take a little bit of farting and fucking around with these tools. It's kind of an annoying pain in the ass, but you can always just post a link to the people's channel. I feel like that's like a weird crapshoot. Every now and then I feel like people are annoyed by that. Sometimes you get followers, sometimes you don't. Sometimes just the host saying, hey, follow that person, they're nice, and just posting their username or whatever. So, but either way, happy to support. Yeah, man, I dig it. It's real cool. I wish I had my Kangol hat. I could have had that in my my 70s glasses. Yeah. Yeah, man. Digging it. Smooth. Speaking of not smooth, I'm like super sore because I forced myself to do the gym again today. And so I'm feeling a little beat. But this did make me happy. This did make me happy because I went out for a delicious corned beef, carrot, and potato dinner. I didn't get the cabbage because cabbage kind of upsets my stomach. So I skipped on the cabbage. And the waitress goes, boy, oh, Boston actress gifted a tier one sub to H Girl Fams. Her first gift sub to the Boston actress. Thank you so much. Boston actress, of course, one of the sweetest, kindest, most accentedly empathetic people I know. But she's very lovely inside and out. Thank you so. Oh, and another one, the Black Cat's Poppy. What are you doing? She's going wild. Boston actress is out of control. So I can't do what I want, you fuckers. Boston actress, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Cheers to you. Thank you. That means the world to me. It really does. Thank you. She's truly amazing. She is amazing. We're gonna see if we can try to get her back on here sometime, just so we can type things in chat and make her say it, so we can hear her lovely accent. It kind of was perfectly timed. Oh, perfectly timed. Maybe that's why she did it. She's like, this is the perfect moment. I'm not going to spoil it. We can do it right now. But, Switcher, she's like, if you lost weight, you look like you've lost weight. Like you, your face, everything looks thinner. It's like,
thank you.
It's like, I don't feel like it, but thank you. I mean, I have corned beef on the brain. Tomorrow, I need to get that corned beef. Everybody's like, St. Patrick's Day, whether you are for it or against it or whatever. At this point in my life, I am far more excited about the proliferation of delicious corned beef than I am. Out of control! Boston actress gifted another tier one sub to Center Kaze. She's going berserk. She's going bananas. She's hitting it out of Fenway Park. Wait, no. Is Fenway Park from Boston? Uh-oh. She's like, I'm taking away those subscriptions. I can't do your Boston accent. I really can't. Cheers to you, Boston actress. Thank you so much. You are a lovely friend, and I appreciate you wholeheartedly. King's already subbed. He's already in there. Boston actress, seriously, thank you so much. Boston actress, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. How is your, you had a family member that was having some problems. How's she doing? Is she healing at all from that? Who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. I got like this thing today where it's like, I need the gradient shaded 70s style glasses. But then I'm like, I don't need to buy more glasses. I already have my gold, like 70s kind of brown one. It's not one and only. There's two. The other one is this one. Look. See? I just, you know, like the emote thing, like, is cool and all, but I just feel like I'm like, I don't really know what else I would put. Be like, oh, I can make some emotes. Like, I just don't know what else I would put as an emote. I guess a cigar or whiskey glass. She's healing. That's good. Very good. What the fuck was I talking about? I don't know. I'm losing my shit. That's okay. It was a long day. But a fruitful day. It was good. And but that one is not for us. What? You're part of the Coney crew. Yeah, it's Coney's. You found a story about St. Patrick and a Viking getting drunk and fighting, written in a Boston accent. You mentioned Boston actress. Can we get Boston Actress to read that? Send it to her and have her do a dramatic reading. I need to hear it. I need this in my life. Inject it directly into my veins, please. I mean, like, somebody like, you look at, like, Dr. Perry Falls. Like, he's got, like, okay, here's some Dr. Perry Falls emojis. I'm going to spam, like, all of them so you can see them. And half of them are like, what the hell are those? Like, what is the one that's, like, the little... What's the Goro Peach? I'll have to make some more. I'll have to get, like, some cigar bands or something and do something with that. But look, all that stuff is fun, but I'm like, I'm here for the conversation with you guys. What I need to do is wipe more things in my eyeball and burn my eyes out of my head. That's probably what I need to do, if I'm completely honest. But the topic of tonight's episode and what I was really going to talk about. So the topic of tonight's episode is board games. And so I'm not necessarily talking about video games. I'm not even necessarily talking about board games, although it could be. We were just trying to think of was talking to somebody about games you make up when you're kids and stuff you play, like games you make up when you're bored or things that people play. They're like, I'm bored, let's play a game. And so I'm curious to know what games you might have invented with your siblings or friends or family or even just by yourself when you were bored. Or even if they weren't ones that you invented, ones that you liked to play, that are either, I hesitate to say unusual, but ones that, I don't know, make you smile to think back on it. And, you know, some of those old board games. I had this one that was made by a company called Ravensburger. It was called Off to the Tower. And I just adored that game when I was little, mostly because of the artwork on little puzzle pieces of the board. And I always wanted to, like, adventure to that land, because it's like this fantasy little castle tower, and, like, there's this little lagoon, and the trees, and, like, mountains. And I don't know why, but, like, that game remained one of my favorite. It's not even the most complicated game. It's quite simple, really, but it was just so charming. And had this little plastic castle. And when you got sent to the tower, really. When you got sent to the tower, your piece would go in there. And then when you freed it, you pushed it down and it would, like, shoot out this little ramp. I should see if I can find pictures of that really quick. Boston Actress comments that she was talking in a chat today using text-to-speech. And she was speaking so intelligently until they read your comment out loud, and of course, the word that I said was jurors, but the word that came up was jars. The jaws. Aww. You need, like, a setting for that. See, and you're not going to convince me. Like, okay, driving cars, like, all that stuff is all fine, but occasionally I'm like, look, if you can't even get, like, Boston accents right, how are you ever going to, like, how's this going to work? You're not that complicated yet. Like, it's not going to get there. But, like, look at this charming board game. Look at the little play field for it. Like, I just love it. There's just something simple in just, I don't know. Like, for some reason, there's, like, a escaped prisoner reading a newspaper. There's, like, a guy in a hat fishing. And, like, I don't know. There's just something about it that really... an all-action game of pursuit. I don't know why this resonated with me so much, but we used to just play this all the time. And especially during, like, sleepovers, because it came in this little box. And what was cool about the little box is it was, like, small enough so that if you brought, like, an overnight bag, it didn't take up too much room. And all the little pieces and everything were in there. And it was, like, the pieces, some of them were, like, made out of wood. So instead of everything just being made plastic, like, some of them were, you know, were, like, the little pieces were made out of wood. And I don't know, like, it was just classic. I can't believe I can't find more pictures of it. I'm getting all this like Tower of London stuff, which is not what I want. Maybe if I put game in there. There you go. See, it was like this little, orangish box. And like, I feel like games like that, they, I don't know, like the board game craze that they're, that is out there now, I feel like some of them just get so unbelievably complicated that I'm like, what I feel like was charming about board games were the simpler ones that were just, I don't know, charming and handcrafted. Like, there's a little fox chasing a goose. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I just loved that game. I absolutely loved it. And we, when we were bored or like the power went out or whatever, we used to play that all the time. All the time we used to play that. And like tag, okay, you have your, you have the initial tag, and I don't know why they got like, I feel like pre-internet, right? We're like, well, what if we change the game of tag? What if we make it so that every time, like if you're it and you tag somebody, like now they're also like on the same it team, and you keep doing that until there's one person left. And so we just like, I don't know, called it Super Tag. And I feel like that was probably named something else. And but like, when you had your own just small little group of friends, and again, to reiterate, before the internet, you're like, well, I don't know, like, I don't want to play regular tag. Like, we always play tag. Well, let's change it a little bit. And so again, I'm curious, what games or things did you guys play? That either spiced some of those traditional games up, you know, like, you know, my dad was always into, like, pickleball. I was like, what the fuck is pickleball? Which I think is basically stickball, isn't it? And even that, I was like, we never played stickball. I mean, we always played it, like, with a baseball bat and, like, a ball. Like, we, and he's like, well, that's what we used to do. We used to just have a broom handle and, like, a tennis ball or something, and we, you know, we used to go out and play that. I was like, I feel like that, I feel like playing stickball would really train you up for baseball because you're using a much smaller surface hitting area to hit the thrown object. But like, we never played that. But I guess that was like super popular with a lot of kids. Dash V wants a fartchasm. We're not talking about the fartchasm today. Which is in the middle of a spaceship. Yeah, kind of like Ultimate. Well, but like, what is Ultimate Frisbee, though? Like, I don't really know if I even know what qualifies as Ultimate Frisbee. What is the ultimate part about it? Does anybody know? Before I just go look it up. I hate looking stuff up because I feel like it's just, oh, just search for it online. It's like, what happened to people sharing stories? I don't want to look it up online. You tell me what it was. Well, I guess now I have to. Ultimate Frisbee. Ultimate, originally known as Ultimate Frisbee, is a non-contact team game played by players with a flying disc flung by a human, as opposed to flung by what? It was developed in 1968 by a group of students at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey. New Jersey. Do people from New Jersey really say that like that? It's Frisbee, but you run around trying to get end zones. Sure, I made stuff up all the time, but I wouldn't know how to describe a lot of it succinctly. Well, even if you describe it basically or in a hack fashion, I would love to know some of the silly stuff that you guys did. Although Ultimate resembles many traditional sports in its athletic requirements, it is unlike most sports due to its focus on self-officiating, even at the highest levels of competition. Points are scored by passing the disc to a teammate in the opposing end zone. Other basic rules are that the players must not take steps while holding the disc. And interceptions, incomplete passes, and passes out of bounds are turnovers. Rain, wind, or occasionally other adversities can make for a testing match, with rapid turnovers heightening the pressure of play. Interesting. Huh. I mean, we used to just have a disc and just throw it back and forth. We never really, and like, it's weird, and I don't know if part of it's because I'm left-handed, but I always had like trouble throwing a frisbee. I just feel like I would throw it and would do that thing where it like does the pie slice where it's like half turned. You know, it's like half sideways, and then rather than flying straight, it like goes up and then rapidly drops on an angle. I feel like that's like Elden Ring for real. Like, who would throw a thing like that? Oh, wait, should we read this? I'm gonna... It's retold for Bostonians. Alright, I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna read this in my worst non-Boston fake hack-ish accent. But I need a real Bostonian slash masshole. I say that with affection because I have massholes in chat, so I'm allowed to say that. But I'm gonna read this. How long is this? It's not that long. I want to try this. Oh my god, there's no way I'm gonna be able to read this. So one day St. Patrick's sitting in his house over an island and he's getting fucking bored out of his mind with all his prayers and shit. So he goes and gets a bottle of Jameson's and he proceeds to start getting fucking shit-faced instead. So now he's on a bender that makes Brad Marchand and the rest of the B's post-cup celebration look like a dry fucking kiddie party. And he ends up deciding that what he really wants to do, really fucking wants more than anything in the worldwide at this very moment, it's the God-given life, is to listen to some motherfucking ancient Irish poetry. Now, he just so happens to be in luck, because this guy, Austin, who actually lives just down the road from this, Austin guy's basically the biggest fucking poet in Ireland at the time. I mean, fucking, even Yeats and Gold were inspired by this guy. And, you know, he might not have been Irish, but you get the fucking point, right? I mean, all I'm saying, it's not like this, it's not like this Austin guy, some fucking loser living in a triple-decker over on the North Shore trying to get his shit published online for fucking free or something. So anyway, Patrick, he goes and he puts on his green hat. He takes off of fucking Austin's place and the whole shows up and he just goes inside. And back in these days, it was customary for the visitors to say some nice things to the hosts before they get down to business. So, you know, you tell them shit like how you like what they're doing at the place. And how you think you got a really nice set of drinking glasses or something. But Patrick's fucking hammered out of his mind. So he's just kind of like, hey, Austin, I'm drunk. Tell me a fucking story. And his boss is basically glad that Patty didn't show up here this time to, you know, try to baptize pagan ass again. So he's kind of like, yeah, you know, why the fuck not? Now, the thing about Austin is that he's not a real talented poet in history, but he's Osletta, son of Finn McCool. And Finn McCool, in case you don't know, is a real fucking fighter. I mean, they got legends about how much this guy loved to fucking fight. This one time, he was so itching for a fight with some... I'm not going to read that. Over in Scotland, they actually bothered to throw some giant-ass rocks into the water off the coast of Ulster. And then he just walked on right across them so he could beat the living shit out of that other guy. I mean, even Dropkick Murphys, they sing loud and proud about this guy nowadays because it's a fucking legend. And part of that's due to the fact that he was also the leader of the Fianna, which if you can't imagine, giving a bunch of medieval weapons to a bunch of pissed off drunk Pats fans right after having to watch the team blow the lead over the Giants in the Super Bowl for the second time in four fucking years. Then you can kind of get an idea what sort of the people you're dealing with when it comes to Fianna. So now, Austin's like, Father, if you sit down and shut the fuck up, I'll tell you about the time the Fianna almost got their asses handed to him on a silver fucking platter. Only he said it all fucking poetic-like, and then he proceeded to start telling Patty about the time when Finn had some of the Fianna guys over to his place in Leinster for some drink and only forgot to invite all of them, you know. Gotta have a fucking PhD from MIT to realize this is kind of thing. This ain't gonna sit well. Some Irish alcoholics who, all the things. Also just happened to fucking fight for a fucking living. So Now these guys are all fucking pissed, and so what they all do is they get together and they're like, you know what, Finn? I can go fuck yourself. We're getting on boats, and we're going to go fucking Norway, so fuck you. And so they set off for Norway, and they proceed to hang out for like a year. And while they're there, one of this fucking guy, Ellie, starts banging the king of Norway's wife. And as can you pretty much figure, that poor bastard finally blew a fucking fuse as soon as he found out. And so now Ellie and the queen, all the rest of the fucking Irish guys, they all got to get out of there faster than a fucking canyon run down Boylston Street. And the king of Norway, not about to take this shit lying down. So he gets together all his guys and they go after him like Bill Russell on a loose fucking ball. And so Ellie and the queen of Norway and all the rest of the Irish guys show up at Finn's place. And they're all like, shit, Finn. Asajj, you gotta help us out here. We got the entire fucking Norwegian naval fleet after us. And they're gonna be looking to fight because, you know, Norwegians, and that's what Norwegians do. And so Finn forgives them and they forgive him. And then together they all settle down and they wait, you know, for the Norwegians because they know they're coming. But they don't know because traveling by medieval boats about as reliable as a fucking Green Line. All you can do is stand there and wait and hope that if you fucking wait long enough, trying to finally show up, even though the first couple might just go right past you without even fucking stopping first. So eventually the Norwegians, they show up and they start pitching the tents outside of Finn's fortress. So Finn and the Norwegians, King, stop messaging each other with the actual real-life people. Messengers, since they don't got phones and like social networks back in the days, and Finn's trying to buy the king off with gifts and shit, but all that guy wants to do is fucking fight. So I probably ought to clarify, it's not like Finn don't like a good fight himself, because like I was saying, he's a fucking legend when it comes to fucking, but like he's a fucking dumbass either. Like he knows the numbers ain't in his favor, and he knows that the Norwegians are also some wicked good fighters themselves, and he just don't want to get his guys killed on account of Ellie and the Queen having some stupid fucking affair. But the Norwegian's king won't fucking back down. So now he's demanding someone on the Irish side step up and fight him one-on-one. So Ellie decides to take him on, which is only appropriate, I guess. Because it's kind of his fault anyway. So now these two guys are fighting and swinging the swords and shit at each other. And Patty's fucking gripping the edge of the seat while Austin's reciting his poetry about this very pot and everything's building up the climax. And then when you least expect it, he takes a fucking blow to the head and he drops down dead in DiCaprio in the fucking Departed. And before you know it, the King of Norway is going completely fucking berserk, which is a fucking Norwegian thing to do. And he ends up bringing down another 30 Irish guys before anyone even knows fucking what hit him. Now, in the meantime, the rest of the guys on both sides are each fighting each other, but no one can touch the fucking king. And he's just tearing up the home team. So finally, this guy, Fianna, name's Gull MacMorna, stalls up to take on this Norwegian prick. And together, the two of them fight for fucking like 7 days straight. The Gull finally fucking decapitates that bastard. And at that point, everyone just kind of gives up the fighting, and the rest of the Norwegians all split. The Fianna guys are glad to see him go because both sides almost completely fucking wiped each other out. At this point, Aja gets all serious. He's like, you know, Fada, I was there myself. I'm really lucky I didn't get my own fucking ass killed while I was out there. This is a real terrible fucking day. And Pei's just kind of like, holy shit. And then maybe they have some more beers together. Maybe Austin tells them another story. Maybe Pei just goes back home or something. I don't really know. Not really sure about that part. I'm sorry. I imagine I probably didn't do that anywhere near the justice of a true Bostonian slash masshole slash person with a lovely accent. But I tried. King Dinosaur is laughing. Black Cat absolutely loved this, by the way. And Boston actress says she feels like she's right at home. What a fucking riot. The nanotech stopping by from the old, what was that game? Something from the Ashes. How are you doing, nanotech? Good to see you. King Dinosaur's like thrown up. Boston actress can't breathe, and now her brother's gonna yell at her. Black Cat was traumatized as a child on St. Patrick's Day. Krista says you did very well. Well, look, as somebody who I feel like, again, unfortunately, enunciates some words a little too much, I hope I did at least a modicum of justice. It was like trying to mumble mashed potato mouth parts of it because I feel like that's how like drunken Boston people talk. You gotta get like hysterical and like not punctuate sentences. You just gotta like cheers to you all out there, whether you're from Ireland, Boston, the Gold Coast, Russia, Ukraine, China, Indonesia, England, all points, all parts in between. Cheers to you all out there. Thank you for stopping by for a drink and a laugh. Just kind of roll with it. There were parts of that where I felt like I was like Minnesotan slash Canadian slash I don't know, but tried. I really tried. But hey, Nanotech, if you're still here, how you been? Have you played any good games lately? How many? Okay, poll. I'm gonna do a poll. Okay, there's a poll going up in chat about, did that make your day? With the responses being yes, no, or what were you even saying? He almost used your special powers on Nanotech. I wasn't sure if that was a warm hello or not. Yes, Nanotech is pretty solid. They talk to different to each other than women. We do indeed. And this is often called a mouth mullet. And look, today, I can try to do it. But like, I don't know if it was because I went tanning. But today, the little parting of the flavor saver here wasn't as pronounced as it was yesterday. Dash V. Holy shit. After that, I gotta be honest. I kind of feel like I'm stunned. I'm quietly stunned. I don't really know what to do or say at this point. I gotta send this fella a message. Thanks for stopping in. Sorry I didn't see you initially when you stopped by. I was in the middle of a mashed potato reading of a story in written in Bostonian. I hope you are doing well. Corned beef. King Dinosaur, even if you don't see the poll, you can just say, did it make your day today? Yes, no, or what was I even saying? Right now, we have 6 votes for yes and 8 for what were you even saying? See, that's how you know I did it justice. Because when I listen to people like that talk from Boston, especially when they're drunk and they're talking about football, like, I gotta be honest. I understood maybe 2 out of every 10 words you just said. Boston Axe was totally getting ready to hit the red button. You haven't had a chance to flex yet. Well, you should have been here the other day when I was doing my super stressful read, and these guys came in at the wrong time, and the one dude just started spamming emojis all over the place. That would have been a great time. That's an average conversation around there. I am just want to say, hey, the COD time you were doing so hot. Wait. The CADT time you were doing so hot. Thanks so much for stopping in. Dash V says, I must confess, every time I voted, what were you even saying? I was really voting, I love you all. The same. King Dinosaur said, I had no idea what you were saying. Your parents brought you boiled dinner? Well, what did they boil? I hope it wasn't bacon. Was it boiled cabbage? Or soup? Soups. It's an average conversation around here. But seriously, Boston Actress, I want to need you to go ahead and read that and record it, please. The link there. In case your defense is that it's too far up for you to find, you can just go ahead and grab that right there. But I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that red. Oh my god. Yeah. So board games. I guess you rewrite stuff in silly. I mean, that was like Mad Libs, right? That was kind of a board game. You just take a story and just replace some words and you make it goofy. Well, the results of the poll are in. 11 votes were for, what were you even saying? And Dash V contributed 2,000 points to that. But otherwise, most people said yes. And I feel like the what were you even saying was probably also a yes with extra spice. It's a little bit spicy. Yes, board games. Games that you made up when you were kids and you were bored. Or when you decided, I don't know, the power's out or you didn't know what else to do. And again, I think maybe that's one thing that I value a little bit more. I'll say pre-cell phone, whatever, Game Boy era, is you didn't have the ability to just pull, like, you were like, well, I don't know. What do we do? What do you want to do? I don't know. Let's just play a game. Well, I don't want to play that game. And then you'd end up making up some hodgepodge, or you take a game that you play. Some of the games you end up just throwing the pieces around the room, much to the chagrin of your parents, I'm sure. Your parents were old-time New Yorkers, Black Cat says. Even though they weren't Irish, they joined low olden times, the night before St. Patrick's Day, we'd put our old sneakers on the back step. And the leprechauns left us new sneakers, you know, plain white. I have read of old timers that did that too. Jesus, somebody got stitches. What? What? Oh God, chicken with a pocket knife? Does that count? What the fuck? Did you just like, was it like, Street to Rage, you just hold the knife out and just run at people? I mean, we had this one asshole kid who used to do that. I fucking hated that guy. If I saw that guy today, I would kick the shit out of him. That guy was a fucking little asshole. I just hated that kid. The only reason why I hung out and liked playing with that kid is because my other best friend at the time adored the guy, and if I never wanted to hang out with that dude, then that meant that I also didn't get to see my other best friend. So instead I had to hang out with this fucking dipshit. If you're truly Irish, what is the real color of St. Patrick's Day? I don't know. I'm not truly Irish, to be honest. So I don't know the answer to that. Well, what is it? Were those like Keds? Were those plain white Keds? Or are they Converse? It's blue? The real color of St. Patrick's Day is blue? Interesting. Huh. Learn something new every day. Black Cat used to squish food at the stores. The neighborhood boys would all pee on demand in the coal pit in the basement of my house. These are the games we play.
Hey, that's important. What do you want to do? Let's pee. Let's all go pee-pee.
What the fuck?
I'm going to go squash some food.
Oh, that's great. We're all starving, but let's just go squash some.
No, I'm going to do that. I'm bored of ruining all the food. Let's go pee instead. My cats would used to be white, but then this stupid boy peed all over
them. I mean, the King Dinosaur, you say you knew a lot of psychos, but there's at least a little in the coal hole. Hey. It's getting cold around here. How about we stoke the furnace heater a little bit? I know. Let's get some pieces of coal. And then you're like, God, why does the house smell like burning piss? House fucking reeks like burning urine.
That's because the boys all peed at it.
That's not a game. How is it a game? I mean, I guess I didn't kind of make anything into a game, really. We used to play throw the rock at the rock. I feel like that's about as caveman as you can get. Dash V says, come on, truth time. How many of us have gone pee at work just to get away from not needing to work for a while? Oh, God, everybody. Taking a shit on the clock? Why would you ever poop when you're not at work getting paid to poop? Because number one, efficient workers just get more work. So if I'm going to go drop a hot pile, I'm going to do it while I'm fucking getting paid. I know that's disgusting, but it's possibly less disgusting than Black Cat's neighborhood boys peeing in the basement of her coal hole. Oh my God. Dirt clod fights? Yeah, it's the P2P. The pay to poop, pay to pee. Pay to play, baby. Boston Actress has her hand up. Boston Actress, what's up? Oh, she's raising her hand about she's peed on the clock. Of course. Who wouldn't? The dirt clod fights are classic. Now, when you play dirt clod throwing fights, we used to throw what this one guy from the neighborhood called poopy turds, which I feel like is just a total redundant. But like, it was after my dad would aerate the lawn, which if you're not familiar with that, it's where you take an aerating machine and it pulls these little plugs out of the ground. So these little plugs of soil. And so they just look like little fucking cat turds with a little piece of grass on the top. And those got thrown around everywhere. And oh my God, we always get fucking in trouble for that. Usually one kid would take one to the eye and it would hit him in the fucking eye. And then he'd get dirt in his eye and they'd be crying. And then we would get in trouble and then be told to stop doing that. And then we'd do it again and we'd get in trouble again. Totally legit. Why'd you have to do... It's one topic, kind of, because gaming the system. But I feel like that's not a thing that you do when you're bored. You're doing that because you don't want to fucking work. And I like how you tried to justify this about getting back to poop talk. But seriously, Dash V, like pinball, okay? Like, some of those style games. Like, we used to have this little game where it was like this set board, and there were these little controls, and you had to move this chrome little ball through like a series of these obstacles. And that was another one. We would play that for hours. For hours we would play that. Buster Smith P. I told you men and women, they speak differently. No, we don't. Just don't get a claw in your eye. Everybody would get it in their eye. Everybody would get it in their eye. It was 100% that somebody was going to get hit in the face. And it was going to get in their eye or their mouth. Or they'd get hit in the mouth, and then they'd get it in their mouth, and then they'd cry. The worst is when you're already in wardrobe and someone has to come with you that you don't know to lift up your stuff. He wiped his eye.
Oh, no.
I have only had to, I think, do that once. And it was because I was wearing this slimy trash bag monster thing. Because I was playing this, like, amorphous glob monster in a basement. That's the only time that I've been, like, on a set where I had to, like, have somebody help me pee. Maybe. I feel like there's one other time that had that happen, but I can't recall what it was. You'd go off by yourself a lot, but you'd explore the tunnels at the creek a lot. Delete one a lot. Yeah, but like, that's fair, but like I'm really interested in like the games. Like so the other thing we used to do, we had these wooden blocks, and so we'd build these big towers of wooden blocks. And then what we would do is we'd take rubber bands, and we would shoot rubber bands at the blocks. So you'd build like two little castles. And then you'd shoot rubber bands at the castles. So it's kind of like Jenga, but then you tried to see how much damage you could do to the other guy's castle. And you had to use the same rubber bands so that nobody got like a super powered one. And then you'd move them at distance, and you'd try all sorts of different stuff. And then we'd put army men in there, too. So then it was like, all right, well, you put the army guys in there, and so you get a score on, like, how many army guys you knock over or crush. And that was one of those things, like, if by the time you build the little towers, you put the guys and stuff in there, you're like, dude, that's, like, hours. And that was, like, so much fun. So much fun. Not a game, but you remember when you were a kid, the snow would pile up 6, 7, 2, so you'd have to shovel the roof. What do you... Not a game, but... All right. Just talk about whatever. Anyway, just talk about whatever you want. This episode's a train wreck. Between me reading the Bostonian nobody knows the fuck I'm talking about and Black Cat's neighborhood boys pissing all over her house. You said this the most charming story in the world while getting the new shoes from the magic leprechaun, and then it's House of Pee-Pee. When I was in the American Hustle, Boston actress comments, I had a one-piece jumpsuit on with stilettos, and it was sewed on. So yeah, can you imagine what that was like going to pee? No, that sounds terrible. So then you would sled off the roof into the yard for the rest of the day. Oh, that sounds like a blast. That sounds like a lot of fun. It was hurting after that film. Why don't you just wear a diaper? Just wear a Depend. And then like, excuse me, Boston actress, when you're walking, it's making this really loud crinkling sound that we're picking up on the mic. Like, fuck you, you fucker. Used to put ramps on top of picnic tables and jump your bikes into oblivion. Into oblivion and probably also the hospital / getting in trouble because inevitably, again, somebody would wipe the fuck out and get just scraped. Can't remember the last time you just get like a good scrape. Like that nice concrete shred where like huge flaps of skin come off. No, I'm not frozen. Oh, there he is. First year, Dad got mad and said you could have gotten hurt. Not to do it. Every year after that, he let us slide off the roof after you shoveled it. But I feel like my dad wouldn't have let us do it because it would have been like, you're going to ruin those shingles and everything. Which, I mean, I guess I... Kinda. But like... It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm jealous. I'm really jealous. You hardly played board games. You played Green Ghost. What is Green Ghost? I agree. What is Green Ghost? Parcheesi. How boring is that? I mean, it kind of is. It's kind of not. You don't know what Parcheesi is? That's like one of the most famous board games of all time. That's pretty good. It's got a weird name, though. It always makes me hungry. Your cousin Ronnie, you never knew without a cast on one of his limbs. There goes cousin Ronnie again. Just crashing into shit. Aw, poor Ronnie. Cheers to Ronnie. You were a good jump man. You tried. Turn Black Hat. So, I'm curious to know about this Green Ghost thing. You turn the lights off. The ghost shines in the dark and makes its way around the two-level haunted... What the fuck are you talking about? What?
Yeah, and then there's a house where we killed all the pee-pee boys. And then you go in there at night and they're disembodied spirits that would haunt them because they were damned for eternity. And you run around, and they'd shine, and they were green. And then be like, fuck you, and I'd throw my shoes at them. And then, one day, Crazy Jimmy Poopy Mouth, he just burned the place down.
What the fuck? I kind of get it, but on the same day, he killed all the pee-pee boys. This episode is fucking classic.
It's a life of working. It's how y'all are going crazy.
Black Cat. Like, the Parcheesi. No. Parcheesi. I'm starting to sweat because I'm laughing so hard. I have to stop this. Look, this is Parcheesi. It's an adorably charming game. Look, it's played on this little board. It's an Indian cross and circle board game, Parcheesi, published by Parker Brothers. It's played with two dice, four pieces, and a game board with a tracker on the outside. See? It's a classic game. It's simple and quaint and enjoyable. There we go. If you're curious about that, there's the details of Parcheesi. In detail. You go into the bathroom, you turn off the lights, and you pee in the mirror, and you'll see the yellow ghost. Ah, the yellow ghost is attacking my eyes. He's blinding me. I would have. It's just to beat BJ up all the time when he acted like a bully. I feel like it's an unfortunate name for a young lad. I'm surprised. He didn't get, but like, we all. guys. Oh, chemical. Gosh darn ad. Z. If they make me money, sir. You just got to get free subscriptions from the amazing Boston actress, and then you don't have to watch those ads. You don't have to watch any of them. Those actual name back in the days, you were like Opie. I know, I went to school with a guy, his name was BJ, and I was just like, might not necessarily want to go by that anymore. Yeah. Alchemical, how are you? Cheers. You've made it. Alchemical, I love you. And I thank you so much for stopping by. But you missed one of the most chaotically off the fucking rails episodes in some time. But I feel like if there isn't a person who isn't dying laughing watching or listening to this, Ooh! Dash V just skipped a tier one. Dash V! No! Dash V, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate that. Alchemical, not enough to watch these ads. You stop in, you get an ad-free experience. Cheers to Dash V. Dash V is a wonderful fella. And Dash V, I always appreciate the pictures that you've posted and sent. That pinball machine that you're restoring just looks absolutely spectacular. I would love to get some HDR picture of that. With once you get it done, if you can get like a lot of the lights and stuff off, I would love to just see that just lit up. Just classic pinball machine. It's like the most warming, calming thing. I just love it. No, he says. What? No. See, I mean, that's like, okay, it could be your initials, but maybe don't go by. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on? We're just here in Vegas playing a round of a poker.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm BJ. Good to meet all of you.
Dash V, if you do ever acquire a KISS pinball machine, King Dinosaur wants to know about it. I don't know why.
King Dinosaur, I didn't think you were a big KISS fan.
What did you think of Psycho Circus? And did you play the KISS video game that I think was based on the Quake 3 engine? I actually enjoyed that game quite a bit. A lot of the people that I hang out with who go in these streams, they're like, oh, you just do your talk show and you're not a big gamer anymore. I'm like, well, not now because I'm kind of old and do other stuff, but back in the day, I would have given you what for. I spent like all my fucking money. Like, man.
You're in the sand. You're in the Psycho Circus. And welcome to the show.
B just gets a fist right in the face. King Dinosaur, he's lucky if that's what he gets in the face.
Oh my god, really? Green Ghost is only a single decker.
Ms. Dash is about to have an intervention because, Mrs. Dash, e.g., just me, Dash V's wife, not the seasoning, is about to have an intervention because there's a Mandalorian pinball machine that arrives next week, and he has nowhere to put it. What do you need a bed for? You just sleep on the couch. Just get rid of the bed. What about the Black Pit Night pinball? That one rules. I don't know. You might return it and pee on the floor instead. I don't know. Yeah, King Dinosaur, that was really a... It's like, oh, thank God they're just punching me in the face. Okay, well, there's so much for the board game talk. Instead, this devolved into Black Cat pissing all over the place and burning the house down and Dash V sledding off the roof. I love all you guys so much. Episodes like this, I wish all of the episodes were like this episode. Oh boy. Boss Sanders, I know. I Apparently, Juicy Smolnier is back out on the streets. Fancy board games. I used to play with blocks. I used to occasionally... It's one thing we used to play. I used to just take a cardboard tube and I would just run around the house for hours pretending it was a variety of laser guns and swords and all sorts of other shit. But, like, we did make our own fun, didn't we? And in that regard, we're still making our own fun by hanging out and sharing stories and having a laugh and having a drink. And I thank you so much to everyone that stops by and supports the show. And especially tonight, thank you Boston Actress and Dash V for the generous gift of the subscriptions. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, I truly appreciate it. Here's a cheers to you. I love you all so much. I hope this brightened your day. I had a lot of laughs. I can't thank you enough for that. As we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And we will see you again tomorrow night. Get yourself some rest.